President Biden remains at his home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, as he continues to recover from COVID. As for the campaign,
despite the mounting public pressure, the Biden-Harris campaign is moving ahead with plans for Biden to return to the campaign trail, although a campaign spokesperson would not say when or where that would happen.
CBS's Willie James Inman. More Democrats are saying President Biden should end his reelection bid. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren tells MSNBC there is a plan if he does.
What gives me a lot of hope right now is that if President Biden decides to step back, we have Vice President Kamala Harris, who is ready to step up, to unite the party, to take on Donald Trump, and to win in November.
Former President Trump returned to the campaign trail for his first campaign rally since his assassination attempt. This Trump supporter welcomed him to Grand Rapids, Michigan.
I want him to see that we still support him. We're still going to come out to these rallies. There's nothing you're going to do that's going to break our spirit. This is our president. This is who we want in there. This is who's going to fix the country.
Microsoft estimates 8.5 million devices running its Windows operating system were affected by Friday's worldwide outage, including airports. CBS's Elise Preston reports from Los Angeles International.
Flyer frustration builds as airlines struggle to get online.
Couldn't get us out till Monday afternoon.
Delta has scrapped at least one-fourth of its flights, with the most disruption at Atlanta's airport. Half of United's flights are delayed, with its Houston hub a trouble spot. The outage also impacting operations at our nation's ports, borders, hospitals, 911 call centers, and more. The fix isn't fast. It's machine by machine, where each computer needs to be manually rebooted and updated.
Israel has attacked a fuel depot and oil refinery in Yemen after an attack by Iran-backed Houthi militia. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
The Israeli army spokesman said the attack involved F-35 fighters, reconnaissance aircraft, and refueling planes, which were needed because the target was more than 1,000 miles away. Israel is on high alert for possible retaliation to the attack, which came after a Houthi drone hit an apartment building in Tel Aviv and killed one Israeli on Friday.
Team WNBA beat Team USA 117-109 last night at the WNBA All-Star Exhibition game in Phoenix. Caitlin Clark says she had a great time.
I had a lot of fun just playing and enjoying the atmosphere, like talking with the people courtside. Like, I was just trying to smile and have fun. Like, it doesn't really matter, like, win or loss.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Mom, it's school shopping time.
On it. Ooh, Target has select supplies like crayons and glue sticks for 25 cents, plus markers for 50 cents.
Next, my new Rockstar vibe means new clothes.
Ooh, totally. These graphic tees are $6 and made to last.
And a strawberry lunch bag to match my sweet personality.
Got it. And it's only $5. Let's get your favorite Good & Gather snacks. They're now at a new lower price.
Best team ever.
When it comes to low prices, Target has your back to school.
The pressure is on for more Amazon workers to head back to the office and actually stay there. CBS's Heather Bosch explains.
Amazon is cracking down on coffee badging, the practice of coming into the office to meet post-pandemic requirements, but then grabbing a coffee and heading home. Employees of the Seattle-based retailer tell Business Insider they're being told to stay anywhere from 2 to 6 hours now, depending on which division they work for. Last year, Amazon started telling most workers to return to the office 3 days a week, but did not set the number of hours. Heather Bosch, CBS News, Seattle.
Having a coffee and maybe a big lunch and then heading back into the water? Don't worry about it. It seems you don't really have to wait 30 minutes after eating to go swimming. Some of us were told that when we were kids. The Cleveland Clinic says in most cases, there's really no need to wait. There's still plenty of blood flow to your muscles. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
I
meteorologist Mace Michaels. An isolated storm or two, otherwise partly cloudy tonight and a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and near 78 for a high, a slight storm chance. For Monday and Tuesday, maybe a little more humidity, highs into the low 80s, and the storm chance continues. It dries out after midweek. Currently, it's 66.
Radio Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. Ooh, the mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we is all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Few Wisconsin events bring 600,000 people together from 80 different countries, but it happens every summer in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
Dick Napinski's worked with EAA Air Venture for more than 30 years and knows its history. Do you? Where did EAA start? Wausau, La Crosse, or Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The fly-in is spread across 1,600 acres with more than 10,000 airplanes. It brings a big boost to the economy, too.
It's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending.
So where did EAA start? Milwaukee in 1953 called the Wisconsin Air Pageant with 21 planes. All moved to Oshkosh in 1970. A high-flying slice of Wisconsin. It's happening July 22nd to the 28th. I'm Terry Barr.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Utah voters passed the Better Boundaries Proposition 4 in 2018, setting standards for competitive, nonpartisan redistricting. Utah's legislature, in an effort to retain partisan power, gutted that amendment. The state Supreme Court just ruled for the voters. Proposition 4 enacted the Utah Independent Redistricting Commission and Standards Act. It explicitly prohibited dividing districts to favor or disfavor any incumbent, candidate, or political party. It also minimized the splitting of municipalities into different districts, required that districts be geographically compact and contiguous, and followed communities of interest standards. In response, the GOP-dominated legislature severely amended the statute with Senate Bill 200, removing the ban on partisan gerrymandering and clawing back its redistricting power. In maps drawn for the 2020 redistricting cycle, liberal strongholds were diluted in Salt Lake County and other areas to preserve that dominance. In 2022, the League of Women Voters Utah challenged the maps and questioned the legislature's authority to override the people's vote. On July 11th, the court ruled that the legislature could not override the intent of the voters, only change it to codify or enhance the amendment. Justices returned the case to a lower court, but said they may address the partisan gerrymandering should it not be resolved by the lower court and legislature. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Love is but a song we sing. Fears that we will die. sing, you will understand. Listen. You hold the key to love and fear, all in your trembling hand. Just one key unlocks them both, it's there at your
different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Sky blue. Some girls love to run around, love to handle everything they see. But my girl has more fun around, and you know she'd rather be with me. Rather be
attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
Dream believer and a karma's gonna hit you. Gonna knock you right on the head.
You better get yourself together. Pretty soon you're gonna be dead.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Few Wisconsin events bring 600,000 people together from 80 different countries, but it happens every summer in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
Dick Napinski's worked with EAA Air Venture for more than 30 years and knows its history. Do you? Where did EAA start? Wausau? La Crosse or Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The fly-in is spread across 1,600 acres with more than 10,000 airplanes. It brings a big boost to the economy, too.
It's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending.
So where did EAA start? Milwaukee in 1953 called the Wisconsin Air Pageant with 21 planes. All moved to Oshkosh in 1970, a high-flying slice of Wisconsin. It's happening July 22nd to the 28th. I'm Terry Barr.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Thank you. News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.